Jared, loads of positives to talk about, but let's talk about the one negative. To start, David Cawley's red card at the end looked a bit harsh. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a negative because I think officials have made it a negative. I've watched it over. Even my first thought when I seen it, it was never a red card. I don't know where he gets a red card from the referee, because I'd like to know what he sent him off for. But going by what he's saying, the fourth official saying that the 2 feet had left the ground, but I didn't see 2 feet leaving the ground. There's two free kicks on David Cawley leading up to the melee, and when the melee happens, it's actually their man that starts it. And then if you watch, Simon Madden comes over, as experienced as he is, and has a quiet word in the linesman's ear. Rather, he's the one that's sent him off. Don't know. Listen, it's a pure sending off. We will look at it. I'll speak to obviously the club and see where we are. But you know, I think it's a poor one on their behalf.
And I mean, he'd be a huge loss for the Waterford game, wouldn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he's been our most consistent player all season. You know, he's had the armband on tonight after Reece McCabe's went off. And, you know, it'd be a crying shame, you know, that he'll miss any games because of that. Because in my opinion, it was never a sending off.
Performance-wise, in your opinion, is that as good as we've seen this year from you?
Yeah, well, listen, I think we owed everyone a big performance at the Showgrounds. And tonight, you know, I thought we done it. I thought we were the much better team. We were the team playing on the front foot for the whole 90. We were the team that looked like we were going to score. We're disappointed that we didn't get the 3 points. But we've got a good performance out of it and a clean sheet, the first clean sheet of the season, and something we can build on.
John Mahan making his debut as well, just how good was he there tonight?
The other positive is, you know, we've had 5 19-year-olds involved tonight. John Mahan starting, Jack Heaney starting, Ed McGinty was on the bench, with Lewis Morrison on the bench, you know, all 19-year-old. And then, you know, we look around, some of them are in there, the 20, 21, 22. So, you know, it speaks volumes for what we're trying to do here. And I thought John Martin in particular and Jack Heaney, they were two men mounting tonight. They were outstanding. John was just, you know, everything that we know he's about. You know, he loves the club. They go through a brick wall for you. He's as honest. And he's a good player as well. You know, so really pleased for big John. You know, he's been waiting patiently on his turn. And tonight he showed you the way he should be playing in this team.
Well, it's a good decision from yourself. I mean, it's a brave decision to put them youngsters in for big games like this.
Yeah, I don't think it's brave because I believe in them. You know, I think I see them every day. I'm working with them every day and I know what they're about. And, you know, the one thing they will give you is honesty and hard work and desire. And on top of that, they've tremendous ability. So, listen, this is what this club's about. You know, it's about, you know, breeding their own and you know, working with local young lads who've been about the club and know what it's about to play for the club, and we'll use that to our advantage.
In terms of work rate and tempo and honesty, that was a million miles from the Derry game, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Derry game was a one-off. You know, it had to be. It was a poor night. We were really below par, and you know, from that there we've got a massive reaction from the boys. With a good one against Limerick, a great performance against Cork. I'm very unlucky not to get nothing from that game. And then tonight, you know, in my opinion, St Pat's is one of the best football teams in the league. You know, I've watched them many of times, and we never allowed them to get playing, never allowed their free-flowing football, you know, to happen. And that's a credit to the boys from the first whistle. I thought we were absolutely fantastic in terms of our work rate.
Can you string a few clean sheets together now? Is that a target?
That is. That's a target every game. You know, it's something we've been building on. It's been coming. I thought we deserved a clean sheet against Cork. You know, and big Mitchell Beanie's coming in this one as well in terms of, you know, getting games under his belt and building confidence throughout the back five. So, you know, we're happy with a lot of things. We can see progression happening, and we'll continue to work on it, and we'll continue to strive for top performances every week.